Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Representative Barbara Comstock, Republican from Virginia. She was there yesterday during a hearing on Capitol Hill into Metro, not only about track safety and repairing the problems in Metro, but also about security concerns. Good morning to you, Representative Comstock.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Brian.
I want to start by playing a little bit of one of the questions and answers that you ask of the manager of Metro. Take a listen to how this went down yesterday.
Okay, and could we go back to that rape incident
Yes.
report? Why wasn't that made public at the time? Sure. Why didn't we know about that?
Because it was solved in hours. We knew who the person was, and literally they had that person, so they were pursuing that person, and literally in hours we had apprehended that person. We do report out all crime statistics on a regular basis.
Okay, so I just want to stop it right there because he says, look, we knew who this person was and we had him under, we were going to get him very quickly, so we weren't really worried about reporting this information out. Well, have you seen the Washington Post this morning, which suggests the reason they knew who this was is because a week earlier he had been involved in an indecent exposure incident on the Metro. They had his name, they had his picture, they had his ID, but had not moved to arrest him.
Yes, exactly, and that was the follow-up question And what I highlighted after that was the fact that we didn't know that had happened. We hadn't heard about this, and I asked, could all criminal information, as well as safety information, be made public on a regular basis in real time?
Well, the reason I raise this is because it seemed as if he gave you half an answer there.
Well, I didn't know what is now in the paper this morning in terms of what they did know about this individual, and they had not yet taken action, even though it was days before. And this is exactly why I think this information should be made public immediately, because it's not a matter of.
I don't want to belabor the point, but I mean, clearly you didn't know it, and I'm not suggesting that you should have. What I'm suggesting is, I'm pretty sure he knew it, but didn't share that information.
Well, that is true. So I will be probably talking to him again today. I think, the new general manager has been, he has a lot of things on his plate, and I do appreciate that he is, he started firing and restructuring and doing some dramatic changes at Metro. I hope this is an aberration that this wasn't reported, but I think it's a very good sign that he immediately, in response to, my questioning yesterday and highlighting that there's no reason we shouldn't make criminal information available immediately, did change that policy. And there are a lot of bad policies at Metro that have been there forever just because that's the way it is, and they need to be changed. And he's doing that on other fronts. I'm glad he did it on this front also.
So, listen, we've had the accidents on the Metro. We've had now this rising crime that's been documented with knife attacks and a shooting a couple of months ago. And now we've learned of this sexual assault. And it turns out that the perpetrator was somebody that they knew had just performed an obscene act a couple of days before on the train, and they didn't apprehend him then. Can I ask a simple question, Representative Comstock? Is it safe for people to ride Metro right now?
That is a very good question, because I think why I think the information should be made available so that we all determine that for ourselves, knowing all of the actual information that's going on day to day. This escalator is broken. There was a fire at this place. And that information cumulatively is available for any individual to find. So they're making that decision for themselves every single day based on the information, not guessing, not knowing what's going on. And as Metro is improving, and what we, Paul Wiedenthal, the new manager, is doing is taking those stats every day and improving them and firing the people who don't get the job done. So that's why I want that information public so that we can all decide every day, do we want to do this today?
I want you to listen to...
I think people have a lot of doubt.
Yeah, I think people do too. Representative Peter...
But the ridership is 5 to 6%
yeah.
Over the past year or so because the lack of reliability and the lack of safety. And it's not just the safety of, you know, the accident-type safety. It is this concern about personal safety, and that's why I raised this issue, because I had heard that from my constituents. I had seen some of that, and I realized, yeah, you know, this is the same thing that happens, you know, in a lot of communities or schools. People don't tell you actual things that happen. I think transparency and, you know, sunlight are the best disinfectants for everyone to figure out what's going on there, and for a lot of self-correcting action. If those Metro employees know every day when they don't fix the escalator, it's going up on the website, and that means it's their station, and that's what happened there. And when there's crime, and the smallest thing, like having your cell phone stolen, or, you know, just a theft, to, you know, all the way up to, you know, knifings or rapes or other horrendous things we're seeing, that all should be transparent and out there.
Our guest is Representative Barbara Comstock of Northern Virginia. Your colleague, Peter DeFazio of Oregon, a Democrat, sat at that hearing yesterday, and he just wanted to talk about money. Here he is.
Congress has neglected to make sufficient investments in infrastructure.
And he went on.
It's pretty embarrassing when, in what's called the capital of the free world, the greatest country on earth, America exceptionalism, we're killing people on a transit system with a combination of budgetary pressures and management issues.
Budgetary pressures, budgetary pressures. He kept asking for more money, and we hear that from Councilmember Jack Evans. Listen, I would argue that Congresswoman Comstock, coming from this area, that you know a little bit better more about Washington Metro than a Democrat in Oregon. Is the problem money? Does it need more money, the Metro system, or is it a question of how they're spending that money?
Well, it's probably both, but here's the thing. What Paul Wiesenthal, the general manager, has said, he said, I am not asking for more money. He has said that publicly on numerous occasions. Yesterday, may not have been highlighted in the press, but Eleanor Holmes Norton said, I don't think this is a good time to ask for more money. And I think she's right, because, you know, when you're doing a lousy job, that's not the time you ask for a raise. But we do. That's why he's trying to right-size and manage this, restructure it, see what things we can outsource. I highlighted yesterday that our costs, our labor costs, are 120 to 150% higher to comparable systems in Chicago, San Francisco. And that's FTA data. That's not some private group. It's FTA government data says they're more expensive. They're renegotiating their contract in June. And I've asked the manager, I've asked Paul, let us help you get those costs down, and then let us see what things we can, you know, the maintenance, how can we get outside contractors who would be up to $20 an hour less if we can get them in right now. I had people come in and say they could do this for much less. We are almost, I think, $20 over Davis-Bacon wages in, you know, on the maintenance contract. So if we can change those costs, then we'll know, okay, what are the deficiencies in the systems and the costs when we have the right labor contracts in place and everything else, and then we can look at the next battle. But right now, I think we need to keep us united in helping the general manager remanage, restructure, and get things right-sized, and people getting, the taxpayers getting, you know, their money's worth here.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Representative Barbara Comstock, Republican from Virginia, thank you so much for joining us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.